Are you wanting to buy a new jersey to get ready for the football season, or maybe something cool for your family room? Just being conscious of your choices and buying decisions, you can change the life of a veteran, and it doesn't cost you any money that you weren't already spending. Instead of going directly to company websites, make sure you click on our banners and links when buying from those well-known websites and brands, and two, the 30% of your total purchase is donated to our Support Our Veterans program each time you buy. Helping the People has partnered with 47 companies like Amazon, House, Cost Plus World Market, Travelocity, StubHub, Hotwire, Rodin and Field, Suzanne Summers, NFL and MLB Shop, and many more. So that jersey you want, NFL Shop donates 6%. That new cool thing for your family room, House donates 10% of your total purchase. 10%, people. Next time you want to buy something, go to everythinghomepodcast.com and click on the products buy now tab. And please, shop away. Each purchase you make changes the life of a veteran. And remember, go to everythinghomepodcast.com, click on that products buy now tab. Thank you for helping those that served for you. The Everything Home Podcast is brought to you by Helping the People. We're a real estate company, home resource center, and nonprofit organization that's disrupting the home buying and selling experience by providing relationship-based real estate with a socially conscious purpose. We match home buyers and sellers with our preferred realtors, and 25% of their commission is donated to our Homes for Veterans program, which financially assists veterans who want to buy a home or need home improvements for their service-connected injuries. We created this program as a way for Americans to honor the men and women of the United States military for their service to our nation and the sacrifices they've made. So if you're looking to buy a home or it's time to sell yours, please give us a call at 833-694-6636 or visit our website at helpingthepeople.org. Not only will you be working with our realtors, who are among the top 1 to 5% in Arizona and the greater San Diego area, you'll be changing the life of a veteran while we change yours. That's 833-694-6636 and helpingthepeople.org. We look forward to you becoming a part of our very unique community.
Welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. Your home is the base for everything in your life, from the structure and contents to what goes on inside and within yourself. To make sure this foundation is solid as can be, we invite a special guest to share something you will find enlightening, inspiring, and entertaining. Now here's your host, Michelle Swinnick. Enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance, and we are showcasing and bringing you good people doing good business and good things. You know, our podcast has really evolved into a platform of resources and information and unique quality content. It's now a place for all types of people and topics ranging from small businesses to empowering events to nonprofit organizations, health and wellness, entertainment, and so much more. So I just want to thank all of our guests and our listeners for their contribution and support, really to help make this such an amazing community. It's been really an interesting experience. It's almost been really therapeutic. I hope other people can take advantage of all of this great content and exposure to a whole new list of people to kind of just get into a different world. And all of our guest information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. And you can always listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. Cool thing about the Player FM, we've been trending. I've gotten 4 different shows that have been trending, and it's something that goes out to their entire database on their newsletter on Fridays or Saturdays. So we've gotten 4 shows. I think that's kind of cool. I can get a shirt now that says I've been trending. I trended 4 times. And as my loyal listeners know, I like to start the show with a little joke from Joel Osteen with my hidden agenda to get him on sometime here in the near future. So it's about an 84-year-old woman, and she'd gotten out of shape, and she knew she needed to start exercising. So she decided to join an aerobics class for seniors. And on the first day, she bent and she twisted and she gyrated back and forth and she jumped up and down and she's perspired for well over an hour. But she said by the time she got her leotards on, the class was over. Oh, see, that's even the virtual audience and my guest Christina thinks it's funny. So there is a little cute humor in all of those jokes. I said they're very, very clean. They're very, very clean. It's like, remember when Bill Cosby used to be clean?
Oh, no, boy.
back in the day when he was one of the good guys. So Joel keeps it clean. That's why I like to just start the show off with a little bit of humor. Today, I do have a very special guest. She and I have become new friends, which is amazing for me to actually be able to call her one of my friends. So I appreciate that. Christina Rowe. She is the founder of Standout Media Group. And she is an online social media specialist. And I've named her the queen of social media. And the reason is, and a lot of people that are listening or are going to be listening because of this are familiar with her. Her group, the Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs, the amount of growth that this group has done just in the past 30 days that I've been a member is mind-blowing. They were mentioned in the Forbes.com article just in July of the top 7 Facebook groups that you have to join. In the 30 days that I've been in, they've gained 15,000 members. So they're at 111,000 members for anybody that's gone into the different Facebook groups. And then you join them and maybe something gets out of it, or maybe you might learn something if you participate, pay attention. But obviously this woman is doing something right because 15,000 people are now members on only the 30 days. Plus Forbes.com thinks that she's great. So I am honored to have her on the show today. We're going to talk about how this all started, what she's doing, why it is so successful, why this movement that she's created really is something that more people should get involved with, because there's so much value. There's so much information. And I just think, Christina, thank you for coming on today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me. I'm really excited to be here today.
I've got the queen of social media. She's right here on the air. How awesome is that?
Title, I love it.
Hey, and once you come to Arizona, we're going to get you a little crown. So we're gonna put a little crown on there.
I love it.
Official. Now it's official. You're the official queen of the social media world.
I'll get my tiara, right? My crown.
So why don't you give everybody a little bit of an idea on who you are and then how this Facebook page and this group evolved to where it is. And then we'll just kind of take it from him. That's an hour show in general, but I mean, obviously we've got a lot more to share because it's so important. And the work that you're doing and what people are getting out of these groups is just tremendous. So I will let you kind of just start sharing.
Oh, well, thank you, Michelle. Again, thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it. It's exciting to be here. And I'm a social media and online marketing specialist, and I help entrepreneurs get more clients and make more sales using social media, branding, online marketing, and PR strategies and techniques. That's my company, Standout Media Group. I have, though, I've been here in South Florida since 2007, been very involved in the South Florida community with Women Helping Women. And we created the Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs Facebook group, which has grown now to, like you said, 111,000 women across the globe. So I started officially that group in 2016. I can tell you back in, I think it was May, beginning of May, we were at 65,000. So we've had in just a couple of months, a huge amount of women join. So it's been incredible. We were actually invited back in, beginning of May, to the Facebook F8 conference in San Jose, California, as a group leader, community leader, because Facebook is now recognizing community leaders, and there were other ones there with large groups as well. And I participated in a hackathon, which was very interesting because I'm not a coder, but they paired us up with coders and we came up with concepts for groups and we wound up winning a prize, which is interesting. But it was amazing to be able to be there live and see Mark Zuckerberg on stage live and be part of Facebook with all the employees and, you know, their large conference. And what he was saying basically is that groups are outpacing all of Facebook as far as growth. Groups are very popular now. People love being in Facebook groups. So from a marketing standpoint, I suggest, and I tell my clients this as well, is that you need to be having a Facebook group. It's like the best marketing tool you can be using right now. On Facebook pages, don't get much interaction at all, but a group is where people want to be at and where people participate in, and you can build relationships and build your business.
That's kind of interesting. How many times do you get a like my page, and really it should be join my group? You know, it sounds like there's a shift there.
Oh, yes. And this happened, you know, back in January when the announcement was made by Facebook, their stocks actually fell, that the focus now is going to be back on friends, family, and groups, and video is really where it's at. And so pages, unless you do Facebook ads, the organic engagement for pages has been cut. You don't see, and you probably notice this, when you're on Facebook, you don't really see a page, an actual pages post. You'll see your friends, your family, you'll see groups, and you'll see live videos. That's like, you know, now with Facebook Watch, this is what you're seeing. So that's where Facebook's direction that they started to go in this year, that they really want to emphasize. And so if you want your page, yeah, it's good to get likes on your page because you can then do ads to the targeted people who've liked your page. But if you're not going to do any Facebook ads at all, your Facebook page is not going to get that much natural organic engagement. So you really have to pay to play with Facebook pages in 2018.
Is that because they wanted to use that monetary stream and make more money? Is that kind of sounds like why they did the shift? So the pages then were a way for them to push you to doing the ads if you were going to try to get business from the Facebook page versus the groups?
I think, though, you know, I'm sure, you know, obviously that's their revenue source. That would make sense. But I think it's more than that. I think it's because Facebook didn't want, I mean, obviously pages are mostly businesses. So they don't want businesses taking over the feed on Facebook. They've gone back to now, especially with all the scandal, with the election and all the, you know, the privacy issues. They really want to go back to what made Facebook great in the beginning, was connecting with friends and family and interacting with each other. And that's where groups come in, community. That was the whole theme at the conference, at the FA conference, was about the sense of community. That's where they're starting a dating app that's coming out with Facebook now. It's part of Facebook, connecting people. So their goal was to put less emphasis in your feed. You'll see ads if there's ads that are being targeted to you, but less of an emphasis on organically, just having Facebook pages putting promotions popping up every 2 minutes. They want you to see things that are meaningful for you, and they want you to build communities. And that's what they're very interested in. So there's an entire department created now, which I've been working with Facebook. Actually, I have one of my programs that we're in. We have Women Helping Women Premium Group, which is the alpha. It's not even beta. It's in the alpha program. We're one of, I believe, 12. They made the announcement about paid subscription groups. So it's kind of like a Spotify subscription, $9.99 a month, and you get access to this private group that's an offshoot of the main group. And so we've been working with Facebook as one of the testers of this new concept. So that has been exciting as well to be a part of that.
So did they approach you because you hit a certain amount of members in your group, or they're like, okay, that's a mover and a shaker. We need to go ahead and bring her in the mix because obviously they could get great data from you as to what you're doing right to help them.
Yeah, it was interesting. It happened, I would say, was it maybe last February, March? Yeah, about February, I think. Maybe January, February, where I got first approached. We were put in She Means Business. We were featured. The group was featured in that publication. And then we were approached, and I actually did an interview. And they wanted to pick my brain about the group. And that's how it began, the relationship. And then they had invited me to test out new group features to give feedback on. And then it evolved into, you know, they invited me to the conference, and then I got invited to be an alpha tester of the new paid subscription groups. And so we're working out all the kinks with it. So, you know, it's the new beta are coming up now in September, October. There's going to be a whole bunch more, and then it's going to roll out to the public, which that's where the opportunity for everyone comes in. If you think about what an amazing opportunity for all of you who have groups out there. Say you're a health coach, you know, and you want to have a fitness group. You can have a paid offshoot of your main group because it has to be members from your main group, not the public can't join. So they could pay a subscription, $4.99, $99, $14.99, and you're giving them extra added value. for being maybe videos or anything that you want to give them as a part of being in that private group. So this is a great opportunity for everyone once it rolls out to the public. We're just like working out all the kinks now, you know, being in the alpha. So.
Yeah, yeah. So does Facebook get a piece of the subscription fee and that's how they're making money, or are they doing it because they're processing the payments, or they're just doing it because, I mean, no one does it out of the goodness of their heart. So I'm wondering where does the money come in for Facebook, or they don't tell you that?
Well, they do. Right now, they're not making any money, but that could change. If you go on mobile and you join, Apple and Google Play take 30% cut of the subscription price. Facebook doesn't take anything. They just rolled that because we had it the first 2 months of this that you couldn't join on desktop. Now you can join on desktop, and they're not taking anything through their payment processing. So Facebook's not profiting right now off of this. I mean, there's a little resistance. There's a lot of rumors. Facebook's going to start charging. Facebook, they just want to make money. And that's really not the case in this. And not to say they won't ever get a piece of this grows, but right now they're not making any profit at all. They're doing it as a way to have the group leaders. There's groups that I know in our beta program, there's one group, she has 600,000 members. That's her travel group. There's another one, organizing group, she has about 40, 50. So it's just they recognize that group leaders spend a tremendous amount of time managing their groups, and they want to help the group leaders have a way to compensate for that. So the groups can have these offshoot groups. You're spending all this time, and cost-wise, give your time. This way, the group leaders can make some money with that. So far it's been, I know there's been people resistance to it because of those rumors about get that thing, watch out, start charging you access for Facebook, and that's not true.
Yeah, there's too much of an upside for them to do that. But it's interesting that they're adding this subscription component, which really is an asset for the people that have these groups, small or large, but it gives them an opportunity to offer some of their services. But it's nice that it's under one platform. And I had this conversation yesterday, and I'm sure that you can appreciate having all of that under one platform because you're managing so many people. Now, could you imagine if you had to deal with like a constant contact plus a processing platform plus another outreach? I mean, and plus the Facebook, plus this, plus then the video and all that. At least doesn't it make it so much more streamlined for you as the leader of the group, the administrator? Facebook has kind of integrated multiple platforms underneath that one umbrella rather than you having to figure out how to stick them all together, right? That's kind of really the value of all of that.
Exactly, because my other membership is the Women Helping Women Stand Out Online program, which is not through Facebook. So I have all those elements. And, you know, if a client says to me, well, I want to have a membership program, well, there's a lot of expenses involved. First of all, you have to have somewhere to host your membership. I use ClickFunnels. So that's why I actually pay $200 a month because I use their other system too. But it's a minimum of $100 a month right there. Then you have to integrate Stripe or PayPal in order to take recurring payments. There's a lot of expenses involved and a lot of work. And like you said, it's putting in, you have to have, you pay to send your emails out and all of the different things. And so the average person who maybe has a group who's not savvy marketing-wise or doesn't have the extra money to start something like that, yeah, this is going to be fantastic for them because they'll be able to work with Facebook and have everything under one umbrella. Facebook takes the payments for you. Facebook pays you, you know, after whatever, if it's Google Play or Apple taking their cut, but you don't have to deal with that. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people in the coaches and people who have communities. And this would be a lot of various uses. And just in the beta group alone, I mean, there is also a man who is a doctor, a surgeon, who has I don't know what they do in his private group, but something where they share surgical things and, you know, videos and all this type of knowledge. So, I mean, it really could be applied, you know, cooking. It could be applied to anything, really, when you think about it. You know, people could be teaching cooking classes in there. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people to be able to have that type of membership without having to go through, like you said, all of the work and the expense of doing it on their own.
Well, it's a lot to keep track of. It's like, you know, even if you're just writing down passwords for every single one of them, you're like, oh my God, I have a full page full of passwords. And now I got to go ahead and put this to there. And that's not including doing all the other social media that's in addition to Facebook. So then you're just like, wait a second. I haven't even uploaded one piece of real content or information yet. And look at all the stuff that you have to constantly manage. It sounds like they've really hit a home run with this one where they're integrating all this together. There's a tremendous amount of value on their end from doing this. It keeps sucking you back into that Facebook.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I think it's just, you know, right now they have a PR problem with misconception of it. Like, you know, yeah. When I launched the one that Standout Online membership program, which is $47 a month, I've never had anybody say anything about yet the $9.99 one, which has less benefits. People who are in the $47 a month program get everything that's in the $9.99, all the get it done videos, but they don't get the $9.99. People don't get the benefits that $47 a month people do, which is the featured spotlight and the directory listing and the blog posts and the weekly classes. But it's still good for the price of Spotify. You're getting a ton of value. You're getting once a month live networking. You're getting daily get it done in under 5 minutes videos, mentors, and all sorts of stuff. But a lot of people had backlash toward that initially when it launched because of Facebook. They said, well, we don't want Facebook making the money. They thought, and I had explained, Facebook's not making the money. And people were getting almost hostile toward it and not thinking that, realizing what an opportunity is for them if this all works. You know, like I said, we're in the alpha program. When this goes through beta and then goes to public and this takes off, it's going to be a great business tool for so many people. That's what I wanted to get people to realize.
I'm glad you brought up the standout, the membership benefits of that Standout Online group. I'm a member and I joined only a couple of weeks ago. And just the videos alone that you post, these 5 minute videos that you're posting in the morning, I've learned so much by just watching the first three that I happened to come across because I had time during the day to do that. I mean, 5 minutes, it's quick. It's something that's fast, but it was information that I actually used that day in something that I was doing. The value of sometimes paying for some of these benefits and these memberships. I've already paid for the $47 for the month, and I've only really done three videos. And the two contacts that I've made, because I reached out, they're contacts that I'm going to have, I don't know, hopefully for life. But I mean, I want people that maybe have a little bit more open mind and saying, oh, well, but there's a cost to it. Well, yeah, but you're getting so much for the cost. And plus then our business and the podcast is listed in the directory. I mean, there's so many benefits to it that whether or not I get an immediate sale from anything, the information that was provided just in those 5 minute videos is something that helped me do what I need to do or get my business to the next level. So I think it's really a valuable tool that you're offering that I hopefully people will take a look at after listening to the show and seeing that there is tremendous value sometimes in paying for some of these memberships. So don't be turned off. Like you said, money's going to Facebook. I'm not doing it. There's a reason why there's a cost for it. You really get stuff that costs a heck of a lot more than $47 a month. So that is my standout online plug for sure. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. I'm so glad. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And that's the thing, it's providing a ton of value, trying to feature it. Promoting the members. I mean, you get the business spotlight, which goes in the group and to all of my social media. So it's not only the 111,000 people, you're going to another 50,000 throughout my other social media channels featured. And then when you're in a directory, I tag everybody and I promote the directory listings and your blog posts. And then I do every week, I do an hour long class of 40 to an hour minutes to an hour long on different topics, social media, marketing, business, and the get it done videos, of course, and ton of other stuff. But so it's I think that's the thing with people not realizing it's true. Like even if you're in any sort of a premium group or anything that you're paying for, whether it's an upgrade, you're getting value. You get what you pay for. And if it's valuable, then it's worth it to your business to do that, whether you're upgrading. I mean, I know YouTube now is also charging subscription. They just started, I think it's $4.99 a month plus for YouTube creators who have over certain amount of, I think 100,000 or whatever subscribers, we're providing extra videos. So it's a new model that social media is embracing, but I think it's a good one because it offers a lot of opportunity for businesses, business owners to actually share their information and content and get paid for it.
Because you can only give away so much for free because depending on what your value is, that you obviously have to be somewhat compensated for your time. And anybody that's comes from sales or entrepreneur or self-employed or a small business owner or just in general, you just know, like even if you are, you're working from home doing something that's not necessarily you would consider entrepreneurial, which it usually always is, or even if you're a mom, your time is valuable, right? So you just be nice to be able to be compensated for it in a fair amount. And then people find the value in it. So all of our time is worth something. So it's just nice to be compensated for it in some capacity.
Yeah, and it's something for everybody to think about who's listening. You know, what skills do you have? Like, for example, the other woman who has the organizational group, she has her paid subscription group that challenges. Like every day you get a different challenge, like clean out your under your sink, or like she guides you through it in her paid subscription. And that's very valuable, you know, if you want to organize your home. So you can really apply any sort of skill when you think about it. Be really creative. If you're teaching people things, people want to learn. That's why we have so many different online courses, and it's the Udemy's and all different platforms. But to get that way, you can stay on Facebook, and with the Facebook subscription group, it's really valuable. And that's why I suggest people right now, not only for that model, but just for your business model, start your Facebook group, because it's the beginning of your funnel, which I call the funnel system. If you're not familiar with that, is where it's a free lead generator, because right now you can ask three questions. If you're a group leader, you can ask people any three questions you want. And one of them can be, would you like something for free? And what is your email address? So you can actually build your email database for free instead of paying for ads through Facebook groups, and lead them into your different services and programs. So I think it's for entrepreneurs now, you really need to have a Facebook group and be building it, because it's right now, it's one of the best lead generators that you could have.
Say somebody's got a Facebook page. Should they basically at that point invite the people from their Facebook page to their new Facebook group, and then invite whatever friends that they have in their personal world and their business contacts, but in their personal Facebook page, invite them to be part of their group? And that's how you start your Facebook group. And then from there, start utilizing services within the group. Is that the best way to start?
Yeah. Yes. I think a good way to start is I make my pages admins on the group, which you can do. So you connect your pages to your group. So Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs has a Facebook page that is an admin on the Facebook group. But what you want to think about, and I think the mistake people make with groups, is don't name it your business name. Don't make it about, it's got to be keyword rich, and it's got to be something that's for other people. Like Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs, you get that right away. I have many, many different groups. For example, I have one in your genre, I have South Florida Real Estate Professionals. That has, I think, 1,100 members in it. I have South Florida Business Owners Networking Group, which has 17,000 members in it. I also have the Florida Addiction Professionals Networking Group, which has about 2,000 members in it. And I've actually done, for addiction professionals here in Florida, luncheons from that. So these are specific. If you get the point of niching down to what, and making the group a general name so people can find it in Facebook and it comes up in the search. If you name it some, you know, name that's not search engine friendly, just has no keywords in it, or it's your business name that doesn't make any sense, people aren't going to join your group. So really think about who is your target market and create a group for them. So say you're a realtor. Let's say you're a realtor in Scottsdale, Arizona. And you'd want to have a group, say you want other, you know, Scottsdale, Arizona real estate professionals, or say you want the homeowners, you know, you can create groups for a town. Anything to do with, if you have any sort of business that you're local, create a group for your specific town, and then have all the news and happenings, and this group is for residents of that particular town. So that's how you really, you know, that's the first step. And then also linking, then again, creating a similar page or your business page to link to, and then you could post on it, invite, and don't just invite people just to fill the group, invite people who are actually your target market. Don't just invite your Aunt Sally if she's not have anything to do with with your group.
Right.
You want to keep it, you know, targeted. Same with your Facebook page. And then there's other ways to promote your group. You have to be proactive with it. One of the things I've recently done, I tell my clients to do this, a little tip, is get a domain name and redirect it to your Facebook group. So I have womenhelpingwomen.group that leads you directly to my Facebook group. And so there's a .group extension, like you can get on GoDaddy. So you can name, you know, this way if you're on a podcast or you want to shout out the name, It's not go to facebook.com/group/blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's clear and direct. So womanhelpingwomen.group. Boom. And then also go and use other social media platforms. Like I have over 22,000 connections on LinkedIn. So I have my group linked in my profile now on LinkedIn. I also have on Instagram. I'm using the one link is for the group. So always lead people into your group. Use your group as the first place people go. But make sure if you do that, you also have a question, you know, so happy that you're in the group. What business are you in? Would you like to get access to maybe free events or free trainings? What is your email address? This way you have a place to contact them again. And you take those email addresses and you can put it in MailChimp, which is free for up to 2,000 subscribers. And you can have those to build your list. So use the group as your list building tool and to build your community.
A lot of incredible information. Like I took 2 pages of notes and I'm going to have to listen to the show again because there's parts of it that I'm like, I couldn't write fast enough. But that gives a great overview of how to start the Facebook group and the reasons why it is so critical to kind of transition from your page to your group because of how Facebook has made the changes. So we have to conform to what's the behind the scenes of Facebook, since that's how people are finding each other and that's how people are connecting, regardless of what we think is the best. It doesn't matter. We're not in control of it. We just need to figure out if the rules change, we need to change with the rules because we're in it to play the game, right?
Exactly. Facebook right now, like I said, groups and also video. Video, live video is hot. It's huge. It gets seen more. You get more interaction. They have launched something called Facebook Watch, you've probably seen, which you can actually have shows. And it's not open. You have to apply right now to have your pay, have a show paid. So you can actually have your own show on Facebook. And they're going to roll this out eventually to the entire public. So this is another huge, huge thing. There's actually like real TV shows are going to be produced on Facebook. It's happening now. That's a whole other aspect. Video is so huge. So video, this is, you know, if you're thinking Facebook, you're going to want to be wanting to think groups and video are your way to go right now for this year. Anyway, from the latest, you know, from what I got out of the conference and what I know from behind the scenes, it's your best way to get the most engagement and get the most effort, time spent for your effort to get the most results.
So is it because we as human beings have become so lazy that we just don't even have the energy to listen or read anymore, that we just want to push the button and then watch? Is it that why?
Yeah.
Has it become that bad,
you know,
Christina, that we're that,
it really
that
has.
Bad?
And we have the attention of a goldfish, you know, we have no attention span. And the other thing too, is if you're going to do video, and this probably gets complicated for some people, but you do want to put captions on them because a lot of people like to watch videos and read the captions, because if they're at work and they're sneaking in and watching videos, or they somewhere where it's noisy, you're in a doctor's office, you can't play the audio.
Yeah.
If your video has those captions, which Facebook will generate for you on the back end of the video, or you could hire a service like Rev.com to actually make the captions for you, your video is going to get watched a lot more with those captions. So that's just another little tip to throw out there. So yeah, we want it fast and we want it now.
Yeah. And there's a lot of information out there. So it's, you almost got to get your scene or get yours to the top. And then some of it's just overwhelming. I mean, the statistics used to be 7 to 18 times you had to get in front of somebody, or 7 to 10. And now I'm sure it's so much more.
Well, it's true. And then you think about the popularity of Instagram, which is owned by Facebook. And Instagram kind of filters out. You've got pictures. It's all visual, pictures and videos. And now they just launched their IGTV channel. So with, again, more videos, with longer formatted videos. So it's people like Instagram because they can scroll through and see everything really fast. And you see the younger generation is more focused on Instagram. Like my daughter's 20 years old. You know, she spends a lot more time on Instagram than she does Facebook. I mean, she has been told Facebook is for old people, she'll say, you know. So you'll see, like, when they're 18, 20, Facebook is not really, they don't post, they're maybe on it, but they're not, it's not, if you want to capture that young audience, you're going to be wanting to be on Snapchat and Instagram. If you want millennials, you know, 30 and up, then Facebook is your place. But, and the 30-year-olds, too, are Instagram, very heavy on Instagram. So it's interesting. It's where your tribe is. You know, and that's what you got to think about for your business too. Go where your tribe is.
it makes you really sit down, think, and analyze what you have and where you want to take it and where you go. Even if you're successful, you might have been doing something for so long, but now all of a sudden there's this whole new way and you're thinking, I want to transition. But now with all these tips and information, you're giving people an opportunity to take a step back and say, okay, let me really figure out what I'm going to do here and how I'm going to, who I'm going to target and what I'm going to be. And just coming up with the name of the group, you brought up some great points on how critical it is to have the name and the reasons why the picking the right name matters. You know, don't use your business name. Come up. There's reasons why that doesn't necessarily apply to the group portion of this type of a marketing angle.
Exactly. You really have to think. Like one of my clients just worked with, we did a group for her, and she's an accountant. She does tax planning. We use tax secrets for women entrepreneurs. And that's, ooh, you know, that's great. I want to join that when I hear that.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a good one.
It's a really good one because she's got, you know, how to stop overpaying on your business taxes, to learn the secrets, the ins and outs, what the IRS doesn't want you to know, basically. You know, that is compelling. And instead of saying, you know, the tax savings group, that's not going to be as compelling. So really make it juicy. Think about it. Think about what your market wants, what's their pain point, and what intrigues them, and incorporate that. And, you know, you have to make it to have that type of intriguing, no matter what you do, whether it's an email headline, a group name, the website copy, or even just your Facebook post. You want to hit on the pain points of what your target market is dealing with and have a solution and use your copy for that.
That's a very helpful and great tip. You know, a lot of people give tips, but they don't give you the why behind the tip. Well, you just gave the why, and you gave a perfect example. I mean, Tax Secrets for Women Entrepreneurs, like you said, that sounds like a really cool group. Even if, you know, even if you learn one little sneaky trick, which is not sneaky, but it sounds kind of cool that we're going to be sneaky.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, you're going to get something out of it. I feel like, yeah, I'm being a rebel. Woohoo. I'm saving money. You know,
it's funny.
It's cool.
It's like what the 1%ers know, and it's perfectly
exactly.
legal, but yet you don't know it. It's what they know.
No.
It's what Donald Trump and his cronies know, but you don't.
Yeah. It's like all these people with all the money. Yeah.
They know it. Their accountants know it, how to get around, you know, legally, 100% legally, and how to know those secrets. And so that's something we all want to know. So when you hit upon those type of things, you know, no matter what your business is, you get people excited. They want to join your group because they want support. They want whatever they're craving. They want the information. They want to be sense of the community. That's what people love. Like, I'm sure you have it in Arizona. We have here in South Florida. Town groups like our Delray Beach group is huge here. 20,000 people are very active. They want to talk about what's happening in the town. They want to share their grievances, their what's good, what's bad, the ugly, what's happening. And so like things like that, bringing people together in a community in order to share is really the main goal.
Well, you still promote your Facebook page though, or is it not cool to have people like your page anymore and just focus on the group? Or do you have to do both, which means you still have to do almost everything nowadays?
Yeah, your Facebook page is still important, and I'll tell you why it's very important. You can't run a Facebook ad without a Facebook page, and so you want to build your Facebook page, but you want to have the right people, it's the targeted people, because when you run an ad and you have a targeted 5,000 likes on your Facebook page of targeted people, not only can you run an ad to those people, you can actually do something called a lookalike audience, which is getting a little complicated. But in Facebook ads, people who are similar, Facebook will find you the same people who already like your page, audiences. You could do this with other audiences as well. But having the right audience on your Facebook group the page itself, is important for the Facebook ads, because you're going to want to run Facebook ads, and you can even run Facebook ads from your page to get members for your group. You could share your group, your page can share your group, and you could boost it. And that's a great way to get new members too.
So what you're saying is hire someone like you to just do this. I've run out. There's
or
no more ink in my pen. My pen ran out of ink.
Well, I teach all of this too in the classes in the membership program. I have, like, actually this upcoming week is going to be advanced Facebook ad techniques. I have a beginner Facebook ad class already. I've done since we started this, I have like 30, 40 classes already. Every week I go dive deep. I have two classes on how to do Facebook groups already. I had to do two of them. I have Instagram. I have YouTube. I mean, you name it, in-depth classes on all of these subjects. And I'm going to actually be making them available beyond the group too as a Woman Helping Women Business School that will be coming up where people can purchase them individually. It's going to be a much better deal, obviously, $47 a month, than to buy them each for $27. You know, you get much better value. But for people who just want a one-off thing, they'll be able to get access in the coming months to the classes themselves. Learn these type of techniques. I just did a last week was how to create a course on Udemy. If you know what Udemy is, .com, it's online. And that's all free for the members that are in our group now. They get this every week. You just have to concentrate and take action. Learn and then do. Don't just take buy courses and programs and never take any action. You're better off doing less and actually taking the action than taking a bunch of courses and just sitting with that knowledge in your head.
There's a lot of information, but it's almost like you have to pick one avenue or one category and then get that to the point where maybe you're comfortable with it. And then once you have that in motion, like you've got your Facebook page and you've got the groups and you've got the interaction and you're putting the content in there, then maybe you can branch out into one of the other platforms that are out there. But it sounds like it's almost impossible to do all of this, obviously, at the same time. And then still try to bring in business the traditional way that you have always brought in business. You know, it sounds very overwhelming for an entrepreneur, small business owner who, you know, has limited resources when it comes to the income because they're making enough that they got to still, you know, they got to cover their own personal overhead too.
Exactly. It's so true. You have to focus. And that's exactly true. Find out where your tribe is. If your tribe is on LinkedIn, that's where you should be. If they're on Facebook, that's where you should be. And set a time, 30 minutes a day to start with. Carve out that time to do what you need to do. But if you do, like I said, yeah, if you learn one thing and master it. Don't, like you just said, do not run off and try to be the master of social media and be on Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn all at the same time. You know, you'll drive yourself crazy. Find out where your tribe is and concentrate on where those people are and build. The most important thing is to build relationships with the people. Even if you have a small group, some people say, I want to grow my group, only have 300 people. Well, you have 300 people. That's great. Build relationships with them. Don't worry. You don't need to have 100,000 people. You need to start off and build those relationships and make it great, even if you have 50 people. People are caught up on numbers, and they don't realize that you can do very well with a small group, but who are really interested in it and interacting.
We always forget with all this technology and all this, you know, advancement and everything's hip and it's cool and it's fast. It's now the basics always seem to work, which is quality over quantity. Sometimes it makes a bigger impression to pick up the phone and actually talk to somebody rather than, you know, emailing back and forth or, you know, posting this, and this. And so sometimes just remember to go back to those basics. And like you said, build those relationships and work the ones that you already have. So instead of constantly, I got to have these numbers. Yeah, but sometimes those people, you don't even know them. They don't even like you. Focus, give the attention to the people that actually have paid somewhat of an interest to you. You know what I mean? Don't ignore the ones that actually are there as your supporters already. You know, don't forget about those people.
Exactly. Start work with what you have, where you are, and build honest relationships and authentic relationships. And everything, you'll do great. It's when you try to be, right, it's hit and run marketing, you know, I call it, trying to sell, promote, and spam, and all those type of things, and just dropping stuff all over the place, and you're just polluting. You're polluting social media, guys. Don't do it.
Hit and run.
I'm going to call it.
Yeah, you're a polluter. You're doing hit and run marketing, and you're polluting social media. Oh, that's funny.
Nobody wants to see it. I mean, nobody wants to be sold to. So, you know, give something of value. Share your expertise. Don't say, oh, I can't. I got to hold back for the paid. No, like, I just be open. Share everything. I mean, share your knowledge freely with people, and people will be attracted to you, and you will get business from that. Don't hold back. I think that's the best advice, and be authentic, and generally want to help people, not look to sell them. I think that's probably the best thing of all you can do.
Give somebody something of value. You have to kind of earn whatever it is that you do before you start saying, okay, well, now buy my stuff. Well, I don't even know what you do. I don't even know if I like you. And I don't even know if you know what you're talking about. So it's, you know, there's baby steps there. We forget about those relationships, and they're very, very important. And I like the fact that you brought up being authentic too. I mean, I think that's critical, especially in this day and age where we're not putting a name, we're not putting a face to a voice to a, to the person. Everything is virtual. So sometimes you don't ever meet the person. You know, so you've got to have some sort of authenticity or some sort of trust, but you're building it virtually, which, whoa, because, you know, I'm sure you've done this in life. You've actually met someone and you're like, whoa, this is not going to work out. I'm glad we did meet in person, but you would never know that by just being on the phone or through email or through social media. So we lose that ability to get that human interaction. So we've got to come up with other ways to really show that we are genuine and authentic, and we do know what we're talking about. So those are some great tips. But briefly, I do want to ask you, and I think that this is kind of important, and I know that you've run into a lot of this with your groups. When somebody wants to engage, they join the group, right? And there's all these people in it, and there's posts, and they kind of get the swing of things to see what the do's and the don'ts, because each of the groups have different rules and different days where you're allowed to do certain things. And that seems kind of common. And you need that order, because otherwise it would just be chaos. Everybody would be literally selling everything 24/7, and that becomes just a billboard. What's the approach that someone should take in order to get started to engage and interact with other members? And what are some of the do's and the don'ts that you've seen that you should just tell, to stay away from doing that? Or these are things that people should do a little bit more often so you can really start to engage with the members within the group? Because I think that that's where you can make some amazing relationships. And I'm like, how do you even begin to start doing that?
I think when you join a group, you should read the post and authentically answer questions. People have questions that you can answer, or that you can provide value or steer them in the right direction. Do not try to sell yourself or your products or services. And a couple of absolutely do not do. Do not look through the members and private message them or add them as friends and then add them to your group. Big no-no. People, that's just really not cool. Like, don't just make friends in order to, then stick them in your own group or send them private messages saying, come to my webinar or buy my this or that. No, that's just spamming. So you want to go into a group and be a resource, be a value. Post things that are, follow the rules. First of all, check the group's rules first so you get approved. So you follow all the guidelines of whatever the group leader has said. And then interact on other people's posts and then post your own posts that are going to be helpful and valuable and start conversations with people. And maybe it's things you want to ask questions about, and they're going to give you advice, so give and take. But become a valued member of the group. So you really, if you're initially starting out and you want to do networking in groups, find, you know, maybe two groups that you really like. You don't have to be in 15 different groups, you know, two or three groups, maybe even one group that you find that that's your target market. Those are people that you want to develop relationships with and take the time to get to actually know the people in that group. And then that'll lead to friendship. And once you become friends and you can like each other's stuff, and it'll develop naturally. And I think that's the best way, instead of trying to go in there, like the one thing I call fishing. People put posts that seem innocent, but they're really just trying to get clients. So as soon as people say, who has problems with your skin and wants glowing skin, let's say, and then people say, me. And then they're like, oh, I private messaged you, link to my Yonique or whatever, skincare or Avon or whatever the heck they're selling. So that's a big no-no. Don't do that. don't fish for clients in groups. Be authentic and genuine. And if it naturally comes in the conversation, obviously you're going to share your business with them. But you don't want to be pushing it and trying to deceive people and trick them into baiting them into answering your commenting on your post.
Or if it's something that doesn't apply to what they do for their business. I mean, if it's something maybe enhances their business or that's something they have in common, then it would be okay. But like you said, if it's totally out of the wheelhouse, then that's when you would be considering it that's fishing, where it's just really almost like a numbers game where they're throwing it against a wall to see if it sticks.
Yeah, that and that even if some of them are just really looking to convert that person into a client without, that's the intention. You know, what I always say, what is your intent behind the post? If you get somebody who's a travel agent and they write, oh, who really needs a vacation? As a business owner, you're in a business group. You say, as a business owner, are you like exhausted all the time and you could really just use a vacation? And then people are like, oh gosh, yeah, I could use a vacation. And then you're like, oh, you know, I just sent you a private message or a checkout. Here's a link to my vacation plan. Yeah, that's not cool. You know, so you're obviously trying to ask that question in order to get people. And I think there's a problem with the coaches out there teaching this so-called attraction marketing, and they teach these techniques to people, and these techniques don't work anymore. I mean, you can see through it very clearly that it's nothing authentic. It's something that somebody's using as a ploy to try to get people. And so, you know, you have to be authentic. Generally ask the question. Don't ask it just to get clients. Attraction marketing is basically to come in and ask questions or talk about, you have a lot of coaches come in and they'll write these long things. And my clients did this, this, and this, and invested in themselves. And, you know, at the end, they'll have a picture, like a lifestyle photo of themselves. And then it won't actually, it's like a gray line because it won't actually ask for a sale. But, you know, they're trying to get you to be like, how did you do that? How do you leave? Oh, I, you know, I'm sitting on my laptop drinking a margarita on the beach, and I have five kids, and my life is so wonderful. And then, you know, people say, how did you do that? Well, you know, if you join my company, that kind of stuff. It's misleading.
I never can get a straight answer. I never get a straight answer because I'm always like, okay. It reminds me of the old school MLM days where everybody was selling the empty box. And I said, well, the problem with that is there's still an empty box. It's almost like a hot potato. So at the end of the day, as long as you keep selling the boxes, when someone really opens the box, then it's empty. Then it's, you know, it's like the pyramid. Everything falls apart because everybody stops selling the empty box. Obviously, that's the old multi-level marketing. Obviously, it's evolved since then where there's real products. This, you know, I'm talking about 30 years ago when there was not necessarily a product attached to anything. But it's that concept
of some interesting ones. Yeah, the concept of the empty box, right?
Yeah, you know, that's old school type of techniques from back in the day. But it's interesting that the people are still using some of those techniques where they say all these awesome things, but you can never get a straight answer from them as to what the business is or what they do or what they sell. And that happened to me, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago. And I kept asking, well, what is it? And she's like, well, you know, you need to check this out. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm like, I come from a world where there's a business, there's a product, there's a service, there's a cost. It's it. It's black and white. It's, you know what I mean? It's like, if I'm selling a pen, I'm selling a pen. I don't need you to try to tell me what's the idea behind the pen. I mean, it's just a pen. Just tell me you're selling a pen and it's it's a dollar. That's all I need to know. So I guess that's still, it's very simple. It's like, I got something to sell. It's simple. And I guess that there's a lot of these other techniques that are out there that try to engage you when it would just be nice to be black and white. But, you know, that's things you've got to be aware of too, while you're doing these things with networking and being involved with the groups. But for the most part, they're amazing. And just like yours, 111,000 people, there's a reason why you've added 15,000 people in a 30-day period. So my hat is off to you, my friend, and congratulations. You've done an amazing job. And
the site
keeps getting better and better and better as we go along here. And especially the standout online membership group. I'm telling you, it's worth $47 to pay per month because of just the 5-minute videos that we get in the morning, not even including the class, which I haven't had time to look at yet, the Udemy. I didn't even know what that was. I had to look it up. I'm like, what the? Something else I got to learn. I went, oh my God, I had no idea. So when I Googled it, I went, oh my God, I'm so out of the loop. I could just spend a month just learning all the stuff that I need to just kind of start figuring out. So, that's why I really like the 5-minute videos because it gives you a little dose, makes you realize, okay, that's something else that I got to delve in a little bit more. But again, like you brought up a couple times, it's really important to really focus and just pick one or two things and get those under control first and start developing that, work on those relationships, work on engaging in some of the groups, pick your one or two groups that you really want to focus on, and then get into that pattern, get into that habit and start seeing some results, and then take the next step to add on yet another group or a platform or things. But if you're not actively in a group, start with the Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs for sure. Because the initial group's free, right? You have to be approved, right? It's just not like it's free for all. I mean, you click on, do you want to just kind of give a little rundown about and the website, so how people can be immediately engaged. Like they listen to the show and they're like, boom, I need to be a part of that.
Sure. You just go to womenhelpingwomen.group. And that'll lead you to the Facebook group. And then all members are approved. So I ask two questions, like, you know, where are you from? We like to just know where people are from in the world because we're just curious. And then we'll, if you want, you don't have to give it, but if you like to get, I have, you'll get put in a series of, I have a lot of free content that I share. Like one of the emails that gets sent out, people love this one, is how to turn your blog post into a video. And that's like a 20-minute video that I give out for free. And people love that one because it's this tool that I use that's super cool. And there's a whole bunch of that are in this. You'll get a bunch of emails like over, I think there's like four of them over like a week with some content. And then you're in the group. And then you just, I just ask you to please just read our rules so you will get your post approved. We have even a website for that that will show you all the rules. And I have a video about how to post with intention and the right way to post. And then you can be interacting with everyone in the group. And it will always be free. That group will never have any charge to it. It's 100% free, a Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs. And it's just a great community. We have a posting schedule. So like Mondays is share your best business tip. We have like a thread where you post under your best tips. Tuesdays is you get to share your free gift offer. So if you have like a lead magnet or free coaching call or a webinar, anything you want, you can post underneath that thread. Wednesdays, we let everybody share their business pages underneath the thread. Okay, here's your share your business page. You put your business page underneath. And then Thursdays, you get to share your actual paid product. So you can put in your, under the thread, you'll see it. I have market under an announcement, and you can put in like your services, your business, your website. And Fridays, we do Instagram and Pinterest shares. And we throw in other ones during, you know, time to time, sharing your YouTube or your Twitter or your blog posts or whatever. But we do those so they're organized so you can find them, everybody in one thread. And so your news feed isn't flooded with a gazillion Facebook pages. You have one thread, one post for it all. So, yeah, it's a great group and great ladies from across every country in the world. I mean, very supportive. Everybody just jumps in and helps each other. Really a wonderful group of women.
And I am a great testimonial for it. I've already made some amazing relationships and we're starting to do some work together. I've learned from it. I'm excited to contact more. There's just an amount of great resources. It's when people are on the same page. And I just want to say thank you again for making such a great community. I've gotten so much out of it. And I know other people have too. So thank you for doing what you did and sticking with it. And I'm sure that there was times where it was frustrating. And you're like, God, why am I keep doing this? Why keep doing it? Well, I'm glad you did, because now you're at 111,000 and it's making a big change in a lot of people's lives. So way to go, girlfriend.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. And that's the goal, you know, to be able to support each other and help each other and change. That is really the ultimate goal, you know, for people to have that the sense of community and like you said, to be able to help each other and support each other. See, Michelle, thank you so much for having me today.
It's been wonderful. I'm excited to have you back on as often as you can. I know you've got a very busy schedule managing all of this, plus private clients in the Standout Media Group. And you're coming out here in Arizona, so we're gonna put a little gathering for the group that's here, so everybody gets to get a chance to meet you, which they don't even know about yet. But by the time they hear the show, they'll know what the date is. So talk about now. That is a great way to say, hey, listen, I am invested in this group because look, I'm even meeting people face to face now. Who does that? Yeah. What other group leader actually says, hey, listen, I want to actually meet my members that are part of my group so I can get to know everybody and find out maybe there's some other things we can do together, or maybe there's other ways that we can help, or there's a, you know, let's do this. So, I mean, that's amazing. Taking the online world and bridging to the in-person, and you're doing that here in October. So well, obviously we'll have you on before that, but how awesome is that? So people are crazy if they don't join this group. I'm telling you, there's so many benefits to it. Hands down, probably one of the best groups that there is on Facebook. And Forbes said it too. It's not just for me. It's not just for me. Forbes.com said it in July. So it's not just me making it up. You know, I made up the social media queen one. I'll take credit for that. But Forbes.com is the one that said you are definitely one of the top seven groups to be in Facebook. And that's not something that's just thrown around. So if anyone wants to read that, like I said, it came out, I believe, July 26th in Forbes.com. So just Google that and read the little article there. So is there anything else that you want to provide to the listeners, Christina? The information was amazing. So you've outdone yourself for sure. But is there any kind of final words that you'd like to share?
No, just that I hope you join the group, and you're absolutely right about meeting in person. We've been doing it in South Florida here where I live now. For years, I meet, you know, so many of, you know, it's amazing. I always love it. It never grows old when I have someone come to the luncheon, Women Helping Women Entrepreneur Luncheon, that was, you know, I met from online and then offline. And so it's been great now to be able to expand that into Arizona. And then hopefully my ultimate goal would be to, I would love to just tour the world and meet members in every country. That would be my ultimate goal, and hopefully that'll happen.
I mean, it won't start tomorrow, but it'll happen in the next year, I'm sure.
At the
rate you're going.
Incredible.
Oh yeah. And I can be there all over the place. There's some countries that people are from in your group that I'd never even heard of. I'm like, where is that? I'm like, oh, what do you know? Boy, I'm learning geography. Thank you, Christina.
Oh,
see,
we have a lot
the
of
stuff I didn't learn in school.
Too, anybody.
Damn that school system. Yeah.
I mean, and that's just incredible, too. We have local group leaders. So we have, you know, we have many states covered now, not all the states, but if you go to womanhelpingwomen.biz, there's a tab that says local groups, and you'll see all the groups that we have, the different states, different countries. We're in Europe. We have the Caribbean. We're in UK. We have Canada. So we just have a whole bunch in addition to the states. Then we're expanding those. So, yeah, definitely eventually we'll have a world tour. So.
Yeah, and if there's anybody out there that really wants to be a part of it, I'm sure there's some way that they can be in some sort of a group leader role if that's kind of they wanted to donate some of that time to take their area, their groups or their existing group or whatever it is to the next level. So, I mean, there's all ways for people to participate. So, you know, more is good. It's a more is good kind of platform. So, well, Christina, yeah, thank you so much again for coming on. I'm glad that you're going to be coming back. You're coming out here to Arizona. I'm excited. Everyone that's listening needs to go to, you want to give the group again, because I know you did it.
Sure.
You did it smart. This is what, hang on one second before you give it. I want people to realize the reason why she put everything through this domain name is so that way when you're giving the information, you don't have to give the Facebook/whatever. So if you take nothing away from the show today, that's your number one thing is get that domain name. Because then now she's going to give the domain name, doesn't have to do the Facebook, da 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 da, but it gets you to the Facebook page, the Facebook group automatically. So just that brilliant alone. Brilliant. So go ahead, give the option.
Yeah, it's just womanhelpingwomen.group. And it's a very easy, if you do a domain name, you say you buy a GoDaddy, there's a way to just go and do a redirect to whatever URL. So you just put in your Facebook group, whatever your group name is, and the link will take you right to your group.
There's one thing that you're going to take away and you're going to do the group, and that's the most important thing to start with. And you give that everywhere. It's everywhere. It's on all your stuff, and it puts them right into the Facebook group. So, Christina, again, thank you. You are an amazing woman. I appreciate you so much for all the stuff that you're doing, and I'm looking forward to just seeing what's going to happen in the next 6 months. I mean, you've given me some brief highlights, but I just know that there's even more coming that you probably are not even prepared for. So hold on to your hats, people. This is going to get really fun. So thank you again, Christina.
Well,
I really appreciate it.
You're so sweet. Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate you and having me on today. This has been wonderful.
Well, you're definitely coming back. So don't think that this is your first and only for sure. I'm roping you back
great.
In.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, you're coming on back. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you.
Well, that was Christina Rowe with Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs. And what an amazing woman and what an amazing group that she's put together. As I mentioned a few times, I'm a member of the group. I'm also a member of the Standout Online Membership Program, which is the $47 a month. But the perks that come with that are just tremendous. So check it out, womenhelpingwomen.group. It gets you to the Facebook group so you can join and then begin to engage and share and enjoy all the benefits. You've been listening to another episode of Everything Home, where we talk about life, stuff, and balance. And we are introducing you to good people doing good business and good things. Christina's information and all of our guests' information and their shows are listed on our website, which is everythinghomepodcast.com. I encourage you to check it out and start to begin to use it as a resource. There's a lot of great content on there. Wonderful shows. They're on demand. And you can also listen and subscribe to the Everything Home Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and Player FM. We've got a newsletter. We are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We are on Instagram. Facebook is where most of the activity is. So please like, share, follow, do all the above. I appreciate everybody listening and make it a great day, everybody.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnett.